reason why these hazardous things should be in our environment. We should be working more towards preserving our natural resources.
One local guy sets a goal to help clean Haines of its environmental waste over the next year. And a preview of the Chilkat Valley's biggest health fair, plus other weekend events around the Lynn Canal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more, up next. There's no reason to be bored this weekend with the lineup of spring events in Skagway and the Chilkat Valley. The Skagway Arts Council opens the spring show of winter work at the First Presbyterian Church on Friday night, as well as presents performances by French violinist Gilles LaPop on Sunday and Monday. He'll be playing the Chilkat Center in Haines on Saturday night. Earth Day, Easter, and spring events are also taking place around the Lynn Canal over the weekend, such as a disc golf tournament on Friday from 5 to 7 at Seven Pastures in Skagway, or the egg dyeing and basket making for kids 2 to 4 p.m. at the Sheldon Museum in Haines on Saturday. Skagway's annual clean sweep makes way for the summer season. For more than a quarter century, school kids and townies have come out during one weekend to spruce up different parts of Skagway. The Chamber of Commerce puts the clean sweep on. Jamie Bricker is the director there.
The Skagway Chamber of Commerce will actually be putting on an event at the Skagway City School from noon to about 1:30 to feed all of the volunteers after the clean sweeping is done. We will be doing some drawings for door prizes as well, and it's just a really good opportunity to meet with everybody after the event and hopefully win some good door prizes and definitely exceptional food, all for free.
To help with clean sweep and earn the free meal, people can show up at the Skagway Ferry Terminal at 8 a.m. on Saturday, April 23rd. Garbage bags are provided, but people should dress appropriately and bring gloves. A health fair in Haines on Saturday brings information on healthy lifestyles to the public in a few different ways. Pam Sloper is a registered nurse with the Search Clinic, which is putting the fair on with the Haines Public Health Office.
We're having wellness presentations starting at 9 o'clock. Dr. Mm-hmm. Julian Naylor, who used to be the head of the Diabetes Association up in Anchorage, she is doing Diabetes in You. She's got some great presentations planned. Kari, the nutritionist from the Search Juno Clinic, is going to be up, and she's going to be doing cooking demonstrations. And then there's a lot of local people. There will be people doing yoga, Zumba, Nia, Tai Chi, Jiu-Jitsu. You know, if you want to kind of take a look at those and kind of see what those are. Dr. Marnie Hartman is going to do an exercise kind of 101 for people. And then at 10:30, she's going to be doing fitness testing, which should be kind of cool. And there's just a lot of different things. There's foot care. There's eating local. Heidi Robichaud is going to do a little bit of hypnosis. There's diabetes and depression. So, you know, it's kind of got a diabetes focus, but it's mostly about lifestyle. And so it's really relevant for everybody.
One of the presenters at the health fair is David Kanush of Sitka, who will present information on something called EFT, or Emotional Freedom Technique. It involves tapping with fingers on different points of the body, accompanied by voicing calming phrases.
Well, I've used it for anxieties and for phobic reactions. Well, one of my phobic reactions that I've had is flying in small planes. And to get here to Haines, where they told me, you're going to have to fly in a small plane, and I just kept a smile on my face and like, oh, great, a small plane. It's like, they scare me. And so I spent my entire time at the airport, you know, like even though I'm afraid of flying, tapping on another point, and this fear of flying, you know, and then going down to the next point, I choose to feel surprisingly calm. And you get to this point where you get a resolution, where I actually sat in the plane and just enjoyed the flight.
Kanush grew up with a visual impairment and an early life diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder. He says it was EFT that finally helped him through the difficult symptoms he deals with.
From there on, it's like I started questioning more about, you know, what is possible, you know, with tapping techniques, which is based on traditional Chinese medicine's energy meridian system, which is used in acupuncture. So I tell people that emotional freedom technique is a lot like acupuncture, except we don't use needles. What we generally use are some tapping points, you know, that we find in Chinese medicines in acupuncture. And from there we tap and tap, and focusing on those problems that we want resolved. And quite often, they get resolved within our minds and the emotions. And it's just amazing to see the results that take place.
Kanesh will be presenting on Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. with instruction and a Q&A. He also worked with school-age kids in the Chilkat Valley this week. The Haines Health Fair happens every other year and will offer various options for lab work. Sloper with Haines Search Clinic says these are good numbers to know in order to see the effects of your lifestyle on the body.
You can have a complete chemistry profile, it's called, and that's got some of your blood counts. It's got kidney functions, liver functions, and cholesterol. And that whole profile costs $45. Then we've got a thyroid screen, which is $30, a prostate screen, which is $25. New this year is vitamin D, for anybody who wants to know what that is, and that's $50. And then a hemoglobin A1C, which tells your estimated average glucose over the last 3 months, and that's $25.
The Haines Health Fair is Saturday, April 23rd, 8 to 11 a.m. at the Haines School. In the torrent of advice on how to be environmentally correct, a lot of people wonder, how much can one person really do anyway? Well, in Haines, one guy is on the brink of getting a lot done to clean up his hometown.
I just figured we could use more environmental help, actually people doing the footwork of getting stuff out of here that's recyclable.
Fred Brulette grew up in Haines. A few years ago, he made a big decision and joined AmeriCorps. After training out of town, he returned to Haines and put his new skills to work, helping with health care and community issues. You might have seen him volunteering with the food bank or cleaning up roadways and parks with local youth or working on the burial site near the airport.
The big project that we worked on was with Rodney Henson and I. We built the fences and cleared out the cemetery out by the airport. And we got a lathe and a bunch of cedar and turned every little spindle on all those fences, which was, I lost count, but we had a room stacked to the ceiling of those. We probably had over 800 of those made, sucking in a lot of cedar dust.
Now he's in his second year with the program that's part of the Corporation for National and Community Service, this time as a RAVEN member.
Which stands for Rural Alaskan Village Environmental Network.
540,000 other people in the U.S. have chosen to put in time with AmeriCorps since its beginning. A few of them are doing the same thing Fred is in other parts of the state.
A lot of the program is kind of geared towards smaller villages, and I'm actually fortunate in that Haines has a transfer station and the old dump that does composting and multiple places where we can take recycling, including HFR, where I've been volunteering time out there.
Preparation for his year of environmental cleanup work began with training in Anchorage, where he learned more about solid waste management. It helped him set his goals for the next year.
And the two biggest things that I brought back with it was recycling car batteries, old car and truck batteries, boat, and big truck batteries, because those are a big problem, mainly because they're 94% recyclable. The plastic, the lead. After they get to a certain age, the acid in it is neutral. It turns to water, or you can neutralize it with baking soda. But since they're 94% recyclable, there's no reason why they should be ending up in our environment anymore. And Bigfoot Auto actually stages them now. Out back, there's a pallet. Everybody's welcome to bring their old car batteries there, even if they're broken. Pick up every piece of plastic, and put it in a bucket or in a bag, because all that's recyclable. Just don't breathe the purple dust. Even if people don't want to mess with the batteries, if they know where batteries are, people are welcome to give me a call, and I'll go get them out myself.
Really, call him. You can leave a message for Fred at the Chilkoot Indian Association Tribal Office, 766-2323.
The other thing I took away from it was e-waste, stuff like computers, TVs, old electronics, because all that stuff has lead in it, and that stuff all is recyclable also, and I've learned how to stage that and get that out of town.
Fred says he chose this track because of interests he developed working with community groups last year. Brulette also has a background in environment and a growing interest.
Yeah, for me, a lot of it's about being responsible. I used to be a a throwaway type person too, just you know, throw it outside and out of sight, out of mind. But as I get older, I find myself wanting to be more outdoorsy, I guess, and just kind of get to know my the land around me better. And it's not cool to go hiking and see car batteries in a creek or a tire just thrown somewhere else just because somebody didn't want to deal with it. I guess it's part of me growing up.
Anyone who wants to help on various environmental cleanup projects can also leave a message for Fred Brulette at the tribal office.
I guess it's just about being responsible and, you know, getting it out of here is kind of the motto I've been using lately. There's no reason why these hazardous things should be in our environment. We should be working more towards preserving our natural resources. I mean, I eat fish. You know, I plan on doing gardening and composting and whatnot, and I don't want lead in the food that I eat. You know, since it's free to get some of this stuff out of here, there's no reason why it should be, you know, just left around all willy-nilly anymore.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. If you have an idea for a news story, call KHNS or send an email to news@khns.org.